Kiri Nuku joins us, the New Zealand Nurses Organisation, Tupudanga Tāpuhi Kaitiaki o Aotearoa, says it supports ethnicity being part of the logarithmically derived equity adjuster score currently applied to decisions over surgical wait times in Auckland. Kiri Nuku is the New Zealand Nurses Organisation's Kai Whakahaere, and she's with us to discuss the recent announcement. Kiri, tēnā koe, kia ora anō. Thanks for joining us.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe. Why do you support the equity adjuster score?
Well, this is a Te Tiriti of Waitangi issue at the heart of it. And the Pai Ora Act, under which the health system operates, is about upholding and enacting Te Tiriti of Waitangi. So at the heart of this is also the issues of inequity that have been created out of years of lack of recognition around Māori rights. So we support this as an initiative to bring about an equity change.
Tēnā koe, will it make a difference to not only surgical wait times, but, you know, to Māori on those lists, do you think, Kiri?
It should contribute to this, remembering that ethnicity is only one of the factors. So it doesn't mean to say that because you're Māori, you're going to have a direct entry to get whatever surgical or procedure you need. This is one of the factors for consideration. So it should make a difference. It should make a difference, and we should be applying these types of tools to not only surgical waiting lists, but actually how we look and across the whole sector.
So we could be seeing the thin end of the wedge. It seems to have raised some hot political topics, and now accusations of racism and bigotry are going to follow through. I mean, it's been an inequitable focus on ethnicity that have seen us at the poor end of the health stats over generations. So when it's applied in this way, it seems to raise the ire of many, and some of the right-wing politicians appear to be completely incensed by it. Are they overreacting?
But I'm not surprised that this has created as much of a turmoil as it has. I mean, I think it has around some of our members as well. But at the heart of this issue, in 2017, we took an issue to the Waitangi Tribunal, the Y2575 Kaupapa Māori Health Inquiry, which clearly identified the institutional racism that exists within the healthcare system. If we want to remedy something, we have to be bold and courageous in doing something different. Otherwise, we'll continue to create this inequitable situation, which we've got, that unfortunately lands itself on Māori and Pacifica. So the Y2575 identified that policies and systems are disproportionate to Māori and therefore create this disparity. Here the Simpson report goes further and says more and starts to identify how we can embed change. And then we see the stand up of these health reforms, the intention of which was to create a commitment and embrace Te Tiriti of Waitangi and also take steps towards reducing these inequities. So absolutely, I think once we start to put things out front and centre, then it creates this this whole, I guess, weaponising culture. But actually, this is how for many years the systems and policies have omitted our rights as treaty partners. And this is about creating and correcting that balance. And so I'm not surprised that it creates this much of a turmoil because people think they are losing in this deal. Whereas in actual fact, what we're doing is creating opportunities to rebalance this inequity that has existed over years.
It's been a well-honed political tool to create fear and mistrust among middle New Zealand, who ultimately have the determination who gets the reins of power. And so a slight fluctuation in middle New Zealand can see one team with the government responsibilities against another. But as we, as a people, try to address systemic shortcomings in many aspects of New Zealand society, and it's intolerable that we continue to be, you know, the at the base end of a lot of the indexes of social health, it immediately becomes a racially charged issue. How frustrating is it? I mean, it's not just nursing, it's on many different fronts. Kitty, you've looked at the lay of the land. Mm. I mean, even what happened in Parliament yesterday is indicative of what this is going to become. Māori becoming the political football in election year again.
We've always seen that as election nearing gets closer, we see that Māori and our rights become the political football, and it's and this is no different. The issue for us when we took the claim and our Māori nurses stood up there in a very litigious situation and gave evidence, it was not only just because of the disproportionate way that they were getting paid as Māori Niwi provider nurses, but it was the way that the system is treating our people. And if we aren't bold enough to stand up and be the advocates for our people, then we will continue to be overrepresented in poor health outcomes. And you look at any research across the country, it will say Māori are overrepresented in poor health outcomes, and therefore this is why I need this research money to do this. This is why I need these initiatives to do that. But we continue to not address the nub of the issue, which is the structurally discriminatory policies that exist. Until we start to be brave enough to put this out there, and I commend the person to that, coming up with this idea, because it puts front and centre the issue. Now we have to have the debate. If we really caring about a society and we actually do want to create wellbeing, then we have to do things differently. The Health and Disabilities Act 2000, under which we operated as health professionals, clearly set out initially to reduce inequities. But actually, once the policy was reviewed, it actually created inequities. So we need some bold policy change. Pai Ora did that. Now we have to swing behind it and ensure that it does what it intends to do. And that may well make people feel uncomfortable. But actually, if you take a long look, the research is really clear over years. Unless we continue to do, if we continue to do the same, we will continue to die at the same rate. And that's not okay.
It's not okay. Does it worry you that the organisation, the nurses' organisation, will be deemed racist by National, by Seymour, etc., because they find this to be a racist stance or viewpoint? Shane Reti, likewise, I suppose that doesn't trouble you too much if they say, oh, the nurses' organisation is racist.
Look, that's really unfortunate. What we're doing is upholding the Pai Ora Act, which clearly sets out its enacting of Te Tuiti of Waitangi. So this is in step with this. This isn't out of step with it. This is about a journey towards tino rangatiratanga and helping our people out of the situation that they're currently in the health sector. Our organisation is not racist. Our organisation is behind upholding Te Tiriti of Waitangi and the commitment that is made to Māori to reducing the inequities that currently exist.
As always, appreciate your thoughts, Kitty. Thanks so much for sharing them with us regularly on Irirangi Wā. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.